Welcome back to the podcast from 0 to 100. Attitude change, storytelling, and how all this is linked to get from 0 to 100 and sometimes even back. Maybe you have already listened to part 1 where I shared my first impressions, what I and maybe also others understand by assumptions. Don't worry, you don't have to go necessarily back to that. You can also start with this episode and then go back to part 1. Or even go to part 3, which has many examples from other listeners, mainly in Spanish. Today, besides some concrete examples from our daily life, you will hear some options how to work on our assumptions or how to make them use. So let's first start with some concrete examples. Maybe some of you know the system in Germany when you're unemployed, and there is a so-called system which is called Hartz IV. It is a system to support financially people, and many times these people are not very well seen in society. Many people also judge the system, and definitely the system is not the best one. But it is one of the examples on how we create our assumptions about people, about systems, and how quick we can put people into certain cupboards. Another example, and you might know it, is a movie and based on the book from Delia Owens, where the crawdads sing. And maybe if you have read the book or have seen the movie, you know that it's about a young woman who lives in a rural site, or better said, in the marshlands, and grows up on her own, as her family step by step leaves the part. And as she's not living directly in the smaller city or town close, people exclude her and see her as something different. That might also open a broader topic about terminologies, concepts and thoughts about the so-called Global South, also referred to many times as development countries. But this would leave space for a complete episode. I'm mentioning that because many times what happened to this young woman to be excluded just to live in the rural side happens between North and South of our global world, but also even going to the countryside and compare it with cities. Not going more into detail, but I would invite you to think about this concrete example. And maybe there are more common examples from the movie to the wider range and how these terminologies and concepts structures your thinking and actions and how it is related to assumptions and the narratives we create on that. A third and last example. How often are you listening but not listening to what people tell you? You may ask what I mean by this. For example, a friend tells you about a work situation that sounds familiar to you. How often do solutions or recommendations come to your mind? You would like to interrupt the friend, or you really focus your thoughts on other topics, as you think, well, I don't have to listen up to that because I know what's already coming and I have already the solution for it. But are we really sure that we know what's the solution? Or might the story maybe change and it's different to what we might think about? These and probably many more are assumptions. These are just examples for them. And it's not about judging these actions behind the assumptions. But as mentioned at the beginning and also in other episodes, the idea is to sensitize ourselves for these assumptions and to experience what may happen if I'm more aware about these assumptions. Try to adjust them and talk to others about them. And here we are coming to some opportunities, a way how you can listen more actively, change your assumptions, and through this create new and joint narratives, maybe even avoiding misunderstandings and going together from 0 to 100. So the first opportunity, listen actively. About this topic, you could also open a complete episode. Some links to other podcasts you can find in the description. And here are just some thoughts. First, try to stay focused when someone talks to you. Don't look at your cell phone or any other devices. Don't think about your next meeting, your to-dos, your shopping list, or any other situations that may distract you in the moment. Avoid thinking about solutions or similar situations you may have experienced. Just listen to the person or the persons, feel their emotions, and then through asking questions and reformulating what you have listened to, be sure that you have the same understanding and maybe even create new stories. That may sound easy. Well, just try it and see how it works. A second opportunity. Take your time. This might be linked also to actively listening. Because once for listening to others and to create new stories, you also need time. You have to learn to listen actively to yourself and to really be aware about your assumptions. And to know that all assumptions have to be changed or can be changed if you're more aware about them. But all this takes time, because at first we have to be aware about what is an assumption, when we use them. And also mentioned, many times we need the assumptions to take quick decisions and react. The third opportunity is, go step by step, and sometimes go two or three back. Similar as taking time, it is important to reflect about your actions. Be aware that it does not always work to listen actively or creating new stories, or that you fell back into old structures, or even current structures, which just put you obstacles. But don't give up. Stay focused and enjoy it, because being happy and satisfied also supports you in thinking differently and constructive about challenges. And the last, the fourth opportunity which I would like to share here, but which is not the last which you can apply. There are a lot of others, and you probably have already a lot of opportunities and methods to go about your assumptions. So that fourth one is, before judging others, reflect, clarify if you have understood the same, and accept others as they are. There is a refrain in a certain German dialect which says, each carnival jester is different. In German it's jeder Jeck ist anders. For me, it's a wonderful aspect. We respect each other and we take advantage of our diversity, breaking up through this economic, social and power structures, which also again leads to a probably complete new episode where you could talk and discuss a lot of aspects about. So you see, talking and thinking about assumptions is more than an individual process. We can grow together, change structures, and even be happier, more transparent, and less conflictive. For me, also similar to get from 0 to 100. Enjoy reflecting and acting, and probably you'll find a lot of books, newspapers, articles, and inputs on social media talking about similar ideas and concepts.